AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A search is on in the Atlantic for a submersible that carries people to view the wreckage of the Titanic. The five-person sub reported overdue last night, U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger.
We understand from the operator of the vessel that the vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability if there was an emergency on board.
That's on courtesy WCVB. China says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's just completed visit to Beijing marks a new beginning. Charles Deledesma has more.
Blinken tells the international media the U.S. and China have pledged to stabilize their badly deteriorated ties.
I came to Beijing to strengthen high-level channels of communication, to make clear our positions and intentions in areas of disagreement, and to explore areas where we might work together when our interests align on shared transnational challenges. And we did all of that.
It remains to be seen whether the two countries can resolve their most important disagreements, many of which have international financial security and stability implications. I'm Charles Deledesma.
In Britain's House of Commons,
the ayes to the right, 354, the noes to the left, 7.
A vote to endorse a report that found former Prime Minister Boris Johnson lied to Parliament about parties in his office during the pandemic that flouted lockdown rules. After damaging weekend storms, more than 300,000 customers across the South remain without power amid sweltering heat. Damage assessments are ongoing in Mississippi, where multiple tornadoes overnight killed at least one person. But Brian Squitieri at the Storm Prediction Center says it looks like things may be calming down a bit.
There's still a severe risk. We want to emphasize that. But hopefully things would start to scale down gradually compared to what we've seen in previous days or in fact, the last week or so.
This is AP News. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta now with the story of an incident at a concert over the weekend.
New York City police have arrested a man for hitting singer Bebe Rexha with a cell phone.
I'm good, yeah.
Bebe Rexha is sporting a black eye and a cut above her eyebrow, but on social media, she's quoting her own song. I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Rexha was performing in New York on Sunday when she was hit in the head by a cell phone thrown from the audience. Video posted on social media shows her grabbing her face and falling to her knees. Rexha was treated at a hospital. Police have charged a 27-year-old New Jersey man with assault. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Another incident at the Beyond Wonderland Music Festival Saturday night. Two people killed, two injured by a shooter firing randomly. Police in George, Washington say it happened at a campground several hundred yards from the festival. A suspect was injured in the confrontation with officers and taken into custody. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.